we are joined by Tane, a.k.a. Civil Talk. Morena, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I have not.
Ah, oh, never mind. There's a bit about... There's a joke about pretty good, which I would say, but if you haven't seen it, it's kind of hard to relate. How are you doing on this fine, kind of muggy, orti-porti morning?
To be honest, I haven't actually looked out the window yet.
Base as hell.
It's one of those days, yeah.
It's just one of those days!
Just one of those days, man! One of those days where you just can't get out of bed!
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Not for me, because I'm in the station. Yeah. Not in bed. I'm in a seat right now.
Doing something productive.
Yeah, trying to. we're talking about your new single, Bottom Feeder, which came out quite recently. Do you identify it as a bottom feeder?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. Hell yeah. If you were a bottom feeder, like in terms of animals, what kind of bottom feeder would you be?
Oh, absolutely a catfish.
Hell yeah.
For sure, but like one of the real tiny ones.
Yeah, because they grow, they're all sizes, eh?
Yeah, I think it's like the common like little aquarium ones are like, I think they're called like Corys or something, and then there's like the huge, just monstrous, you know, what's lurking in the deep... freaks of nature that are the big catfish, which I think are awesome.
River monsters with Jeremy Wade type stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
awesome. So you're a bottom feeder, that's great.
What about you? What kind of bottom feeder would you be?
I'd probably be a... I think these are bottom feeders, but have you seen leaf sheep?
Are they a type of slug?
Yeah, they are. They're adorable.
And, I have seen them.
I don't know if I give off those vibes. I'd like to ideally be one because they're really cute. They're very, very cute. They look like little sea. They look like little cows.
I can see that.
Yeah, thank you, man. thank you so much.
No problem.
So your name, your artist name, Civil Talk. It's spelt S-I-V-L-E.
Yeah.
Is it a play on, I guess, civility politics? Is that what you're kind of addressing?
Well, I mean, it's not really exactly like inherently political band or project or whatever you want to call it. It's just the first single that I put out is very overtly. But no, it's just like, it's mostly just kind of what sounded cool. Mm. I was thinking of doing like, I thought Tane Codden sounded a bit and then I thought about using my middle name to doing Tane Elvis, but I thought that sounded a bit wanky. So I was like, what if I... reverse Elvis, civil talk. That sounds kind of cool, and that's kind of as deep as it goes. Mm.
What if you used your middle name and then added Presley at the end? That could do some real big...
Yeah, for sure.
I was going to make a joke about were you straining pasta when you named yourself Civil Talk with an S, IV, but I'm not going to do that now.
That's a good one.
It's very, very goofy. Very goofy.
I like that one.
The track itself was... I saw this in the credits. The track was mastered by someone called Tex Houston. Is that a real person?
This is a real person.
Tex Houston.
I think it's an epic name, and that's... he's a lovely man.
Yeah,
incredibly talented. Has worked as like a live sound engineer and audio engineer and sonic aficionado. Makes the text tone speakers. If you've seen them at Relics or anything, I think he recently did like a collaboration with AA. Interestingly,
as like AA wrote, like the road service people. What?
Yeah, I saw it on my feed this morning that they have a magazine or something. Anyway, he's awesome. He mastered it. Tex Houston is his real name.
Tex Houston. Oh, it sounds like it's like a cowboy. Just a cowboy
name. Yeah, exactly.
It's remarkable. Does he embrace that name a lot?
I think so. Okay. When we talk on like Messenger, he always sends me like the smiley face emoji but with a cowboy hat.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think he'd be very happy to hear what you said.
Someone's going to bring attention to his name because it's incredible. It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, I'm sure he's heard it all.
He would. Oh, for sure. For sure.
I just accepted that. I never really thought about that. Yeah, thanks for bringing that to my attention.
Oh, of course, of course. The video for Bottom Feeder features you as a bottom feeder, sitting at a table also facing you as a politician. And the video is essentially spliced with the bottom feeder living in a flat, whereas the politician is in an apartment. There's a little plate with lines of cocaine. Did you use...
Counting money.
Counting money as well. He's counting money. Did you use Teams or Zoom virtual background for the politician's apartment?
No, I went a much more difficult route. I bought a green screen on Trade Me.
So you did buy a green screen.
Yeah, it is green screen, but the reason it looks like that is it's actually just the same table. Like, it's not two different rooms or anything. It's like the right side of that behind the green screen is a window, and we wanted to have some light still coming through, but then it was also being blocked and with lighting and stuff. And also, it was a very low budget video, so we didn't do anything with lighting and stuff. And I had to mask out the green screen sort of manually, but even then it was still a bit wonky. So that's why it looks really strange and looks like a Zoom call. But I just kind of decided to embrace it, embrace the jank, as you will.
Yeah.
And the background is CS Office, if anybody may know that from Counter-Strike.
That's awesome. That's basically
Yeah. Is
it like Counter-Strike, like CS:GO?
Yes, yeah. It was like a Garry's Mod version of the map at night with snow falling. I don't know if it's actually usually a night map. I haven't played that game forever, but I was looking for ages for like the right thing. So I was thinking like a Knives Out type like mansion or something, like you know, fancy study with a fireplace and stuff. But I couldn't find anything like that. I couldn't find anything that I'd be able to use without paying money, like Shutterstock or whatever. So I just filmed a couple of things at 90 degree angles and that, and it seemed to work as a good contrast to the other side of my kitchen.
Yeah, it worked very well. In the description it says green screens are hard, so I just assume you weren't using them because you felt them too hard.
No, I was saying I did use them, but I'm not very good at using them. Yeah,
it's a great time. I was reading all the comments. There's so much love. So much love.
I'm very speechless, as you can tell. Very, very, very happy. Everyone seems to like it.
You've tapped into a mood, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, with all the stuff that's going on and has been going on for ages, and how, you know, I mean, to us, you know, Christopher Luxon and the Nat Act, whatever you want to call them, a government are just a laughing stock, but to like the majority of people, they're kind of just like, it's just what's happening in the background or just normal to them. So I feel like a lot of us feel pretty alienated by all the people that like just eat that shit up, you know.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's a total thing. It's a definite thing, man. It's hard to... It is weird. I know people who just stay so neutral in politics. I'm like, how? How?
Yeah, the people who are like, oh, I don't really care about politics. I think everything's bad on both sides. It's like, there is merit to that, that, like, you know, you need sort of an inherent need for power to become a politician. But there are people that are at least decent, you know?
Yeah, people who are trying to also, you know, improve things like human rights or...
Exactly.
...bring more services to people, where I think there's, for sure, equivalences that can be drawn from extreme ends of things, for sure, but that's not what... You know, we don't really have a communist party in the country. So, and by communist, I mean like Soviet communist or Chinese communist.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
exactly.
You know, whatever. Yeah, the whole both sides thing really frustrates me, because it's like, well, you just haven't done your homework. And
because like
you feel anxious and investigating it, and sorry, you go.
I was just gonna say, yeah, it really annoys me, because it's like there are often situations where both sides of a whatever are bad, but it's like one is clearly much worse.
Yeah,
and that pisses me off the most when people say that. But also, like, not everything's bloody black and white as well. This song is very black and white, but you know, I'll yeah. That's the end of that thread. I've run out of words in that.
The word thought train. Stop. Thought train crash.
Exactly.
My goodness. Do you have a name for the politician character? Are they going to reappear if you decide to do more political songs?
Oh, God. This is one thing I didn't prepare for. I don't know. You want to help me name him?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think you should, like... Oh, I think what you should do is, like, find a... somehow amalgamate all the names of, like, National and ACT and NZ First party members and then, like, run that through ChatGPT or something to spit out something else. I think that would be really effective.
I would just take, like, the first vowel in all of their names and so it's just like,
For sure.
I'll come up with something and I'll let you know next time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be great. It has to be something undeniably white.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Awesome. I think that's nearly all the time we have for the yarn.
Okay.
Do you have any more tracks or shows to plug?
Not really. Well, we're going to do a release show in November, which we will announce at some point. I'm putting together a live band to play that and some of the other songs I've been working on. Shout out to Nick Rowan, who recorded and mostly mixed the drums. For this song, they sound absolutely immense. Shout out to Sam Charlesworth for mixing the song. Made him from the Beatniks and also his own stuff. He did an excellent job. He mixed it while he was in, I think, Indonesia and just on his laptop, and he somehow managed to make it sound really good.
He's very talented guy.
Yes. And shout out to my little brother Akira for filming the music video, my flatmate Jono for helping me out with that and also listening to it in all of its different phases. Shout out to my mum for helping me out with all this stuff, and shout out to my girlfriend for being awesome and for designing the incredible artwork. I think that's everything.
Cool. Shout out to my girlfriend as well. Just gonna piggyback on that. Your next song, that will it be political or will it be apolitical?
Yeah, well, not
just totally backtracking everything you've put out in Bottom Feeder.
Yeah, I've got another song in the works that'll be out like in a couple months' time, but it's very much kind of the opposite sonically of Bottom Feeder, but it's got a lot of similar themes, but rather than that being the main thing, is kind of surrounding it. It's a much more of a, I don't know how to describe it, because both of them are personal, but I'll just stop talking about it and just say keep stay tuned and keep watch for it and find out then.
Yeah. Well, if people can't want to stay tuned, do they follow you on YouTube, Instagram?
Yeah, YouTube and Instagram.
Twitch.tv?
No.
Only fan.
I'm no budding.
No budding. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I do like on your YouTube how you have a little cat as your profile picture.
Thank you. That was my cat growing up. His name was Eno. He was a very, very sweet, sleek, elegant little man. He lived to be 18.
Wow.
Which is pretty great. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Eno after Brian Eno?
Yes.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And nice. Then we've got we also have an 18-year-old cat at the moment who is Eno's brother, I guess, George Martin.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, people can find you on Instagram under civil.talk, civil spelled SIVLE.talk. You have a Bandcamp as well.
Yeah, Bandcamp, YouTube, Instagram, those are the main things. And then if you want to listen to stuff like in your car or whatever, there is a Spotify and whatever streaming platform you use. But yeah, I'm sorry everyone for making it difficult to remember how to spell civil.
It's good. People will be fine with that, I'm sure. People will embrace it. Well, thank you for coming on the program this morning, Tane. It was great chatting with you.
Oh, it was great chatting with you, and thank you so much for having me. It's been real fun, and yeah.
Cheers.
See you later.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Tane, a.k.a. Civil Talk, chatting about his new song, Bottom Feeder, which we're going to play for you right now. After that, we'll have some news updates. Stay tuned.
I'm just a bottom feeder, scum of the earth. burden of empathy. My fellow humans matter to me. I'm a bottom feeder, scum of the earth, and I'm cursed, and I'm cursed.
Hey! That was a Radio 191 event podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.